The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of NFL news to get to that has been developing this morning. And we can start with the Cowboys because Coach Mike McCarthy's contract is set to expire tomorrow. And the Bears have put in a request to interview him.
Makes a lot of sense to me. I think that he's still believed in many NFL circles, and I think his own team evidently believes in him. The way that they played down the stretch, they played hard. So he's proven, obviously, that he can get it done inside of that division. And it seems to me like, I know that you hated the word retreads, but he's not a retread.
Hold on.
He's a guy.
Retread?
Yeah.
Well, I was hearing the word. I kept hearing people hit me up and saying, fire Raheem and get a proven NFL coach.
Yeah.
That's what I would call him, right?
Well,
he's more of a proven NFL coach. Guy's got a Super Bowl. He's won.
Well, I mean, dude, that's like calling Doug Peterson a proven NFL coach.
This guy's won 175 games.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be proven? I mean, where does the retread?
Proven? You're getting me off track because I was just pointing to the fact that you hate the word retread.
I don't, but
I don't think my point was going to be that he doesn't really fit in that category. He's still not under contract. He's still under contract for what? Another week? Another 2 weeks? I don't even know what it is. But
his contract is tomorrow.
But they have to have permission to talk to him before the 14th. I think if I read correctly. My point here, I know, and I apologize for cutting into you, but the same this is what irks me about the retread thing, and you're not saying this, but what irks me about it is the same people out of one side of their mouth say they don't want a retread, on the other side say, well, I want a proven head coach.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell is a retread then?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Mike McCarthy essentially will lose his second NFL job if they do not try to re-sign him in Dallas, whether it's because they fired him or they let his contract expire. They didn't want him there anymore. So what is the difference? Because I hate and that's what bothers me is look, we all are going to say things somewhat hypocritical, but the hypocrisy out of people's mouths that say they want a proven head coach, but they don't want a retread, it's the same damn thing.
I just, for the life of me, cannot think of where you would be going if you were Jerry Jones right here, like in this spot, if you're going to let Mike McCarthy walk and quote-unquote free agency or, you know, whatever else you want to call it. I can't for the life of me think of where you're going if you're Jerry Jones. There's going to be comments about Steve Sarkisian. There's going to be comments about a lot of other guys. I don't know.
What about the guy in Houston, the OC down there?
Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, Slowick. Or what about
fine.
Ben Johnson or Aaron Glenn? Or
I think
hell,
Ben Johnson will probably be the prize of this offseason.
What about Brian Flores?
Could be a good one. Could be a good move for a lot of people, but again, he's had NFL opportunities.
He's a retread.
Other developments that happened this morning. When you look at the Colts, defensive coordinator Gus Bradley, they have fired him. The Seahawks have parted ways with offensive coordinator Ryan Grubb. The Bengals parting ways with offensive coordinator Lou Anarumo. And that's the latest that's been added to NFL.com's tracker there. I can also let you know, too, that offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey and offensive line coach Andy Dickerson have also been let go for the Browns.
Yeah, there is a lot of people, a contingent of Bama fans that are hoping Ryan Grubb makes his way. But remember, Ryan Grubb was in Tuscaloosa for about 24 hours last offseason, and then he got hired back in Seattle, never even had to move his family. I don't know if his family ever made it to Tuscaloosa before he had to turn back around and go back to Seattle. And then he's there for 1 year and gets let go. They obviously became very one-dimensional at times this year, so I don't think it was a big shock to see him be let go. But there's Bama fans that are kind of clamoring for Ryan Grubb to be back down in Tuscaloosa, met back up with Kalen DeBoer. I don't know what's going to happen, but You know, that's a job that I have to think that you'd feel pretty good about taking if you were an OC kind of looking to climb the ladder. I think Geno Smith is a guy that needs a guy to kind of plug in and, you know, be a force in that offense.
I wonder if they could be a surprise team to take a quarterback to develop. They didn't take one last year, did they?
No.
I wonder if they could take one of these.
They signed the Washington, Sam Howell.
Yeah. What would you think about if you're Seattle, you're going to be drafting late? Maybe, you know, Carson Beck's going to be out for a year probably, right? Or at least, I guess Brock Purdy had that UCL surgery and he played he played the same season. So what if he played in that Super Bowl? So that was this year. That was the NFC Championship games when he tore it. They played in that season. They go to the Super Bowl last year. The next season.
Yeah, it was the next season.
What if you're a team like Seattle and if Carson Beck's around late in the first round, or maybe he's there in the teens and, you know, you're obviously going to be drafting somewhere. You're around there anyways. Maybe take a flyer on a guy like that. Let him sit a year.
I don't think it's a bad idea. And look, we've talked a little bit about Baker Mayfield, and there has become this middle contingent of teams that sign these kind of, not, I don't want to call them mid-tier quarterbacks, these more cost-efficient quarterbacks like a Geno Smith, and then try to develop guys behind him.
Geno's only 34.
Yeah.
All right, the Patriots, we know, have parted ways. Robert Kraft making that decision to fire Jerod Mayo after just one season there. And Kraft did address the media. He said, "This whole situation is on me. I feel terrible for Jerod because I put him in an untenable situation. I know that he has all the tools as a head coach to be successful in this league. He just needed more time before taking the job. In the end, I am a fan of this team first, and now I have to go out and find a coach who can get us back to the playoffs and hopefully championships."
Yeah,
I mean, felt like they had regressed.
I think, and I'd heard some stuff come up from up there that a lot of people in the building loved him, but it became kind of a disaster. And even some people, I guess the thought around there was that he'll be a great head coach one day, not just Robert Kraft's words, but somebody in the building had said that. So, like, luckily for him, he'll get more opportunities. He's a good defensive coach. Obviously, the name that is being touted up there is former Patriot Mike Vrabel, former head coach of the Titans. Very, you know, had some successful years. I don't know where he falls on the proven or retread thing, but he's a guy that'll be out there. So I think Robert Kraft's got to build a team. But the good thing about that job is whoever takes it looks like they have the makings of a franchise quarterback, because Drake May got
a lot of money to play with too.
Yeah, I think it was like $160 million or something.
Know.
I heard
it's insane amount of money, and that's one of the things. You know, that's one of the people pushing back on the Jerod Mayo firing is like, you didn't give him any tools to succeed. But then again, you want your franchise to look a certain way, I guess. And Robert Kraft falls on the sword yesterday and says, you know, time to move on. So
I could see. I don't know what the future is for Matthew Judon, like, financially in the league, but I could see him going. I could see him landing back in New England if, like, a Mike Vrabel goes up there. So
yeah,
we told you some news yesterday that quarterback Derek Carr wanted to stay in New Orleans. Well, just to let you know, ESPN's Catherine Terrell, he has no interest in taking a pay cut to remain there.
Yeah, I don't blame him. It is what it is, and they don't even have a head coach right now.
This is what he told her. So.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.